time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by, yes, I see it here, Busch Beer and FC Dallas. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello. The most abrasive, polarizing radio personality that does not have orange cotton candy-like hair. Here is Cobra.
At the Dynamite Firework Company, we have a commitment to excellence. Our focus is on safety, while...
Just cut to the chase and tell us about the snake.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
This is a sad day in the world of entertainment. As Bob Denver has died.
Why are you laughing about it then?
I'm not. Bob Denver is dead. He actually died on Friday. Can't believe it made it through the whole weekend without this leaking till today.
Well, they had to get him off the island.
That's just painfully bad. Like, it hurt me.
Greg, painfully?
Yes.
I mean, it's bad, but...
Painfully.
Really? You won't just give me bad?
Denver was 70 years old.
Frequent user of marijuana.
Yeah, he was...
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful chap.
I'm not sure if I could work with groups.
Why?
Aboard this tiny ship.
Too much
Everybody.
Sound.
Was a mighty sailing man.
I don't like this because this is the... This is the original version.
Is it? Is this and the rest? Or the Professor and Marianne?
Let's find out.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was lost. If not for the courage of the tailor's crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost.
I think this is the second one.
On the shore of this uncharted
Maybe not.
Desert, I, with Gilligan, the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife.
She's a whore.
The movie star, the professor and Marianne.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, that song goes on. There's like 12 verses.
Oh, it's like a Dylan song.
Yeah, it's like Inagata De Vita.
Hey, Dill!
No.
All right, we've heard enough. He died in North Carolina Hospital on Friday. He had quadruple bypass heart surgery in May. Someone mentioned that he was battling cancer, but I don't see anything on that.
How old?
70. Now, Mike claims this is a top fiver.
Borderline.
There is no borderline.
No,
either he's in or he's out.
Now, Ron, for a number of years, you claimed he was a no-doubt top fiver.
Okay, well...
As a matter of fact, you put him at number two.
Well, we may have... I don't think I ever put
him
that high.
Yes, you did.
Oh, Mike.
You had him number two to Archie Bunker.
I think the Brontosaurus bumped him to number six.
from the Flintstones,
mm-hmm.
Dino?
Yep.
It's very funny.
Thanks.
And true.
I'll be here all day, Mike.
True.
He's a borderline top five and a definite top ten, but not for Gilligan.
For Dobie Gillis?
For Dobie Gillis. Where he revelized...
Let me look that up real quick.
All right, you know, I'm... Where he revolutionized television with his portrayal of the great Maynard G. Krebs. The first hippie
TV's
on TV?
TV's first beatnik.
Yeah, he was a beatnik. He was a pre-hippie. Now, did they talk about him? Was it ever alluded to the fact that he may have been using marijuana or any type of drug, or was it just known that those types did and they didn't have to allude to it?
It was never alluded to that I saw. The worst thing he did was play bongos.
Right.
I got to tell you, I watched that show. I've seen a lot of Dobie Gillis's in my day.
Mm-hmm.
Not that great. You need to take him and Eddie Haskell out of your stupid top five.
No. Eddie Haskell belongs.
You have the weirdest top five.
Both of those characters revolutionized television, Cobra.
How did Eddie Haskell revolutionize television?
He was like television's first openly smarmy teen.
There was none before him?
No.
He was the first smart-ass kid.
Yeah, but see, the beauty of Eddie Haskell was he turned it on and off. You know, when he was hanging around with Wally, he was like, hey.
Hey.
Go get some chicks.
Hey, you little, squirt.
Yeah, that's how he was with Beaver. And then June comes in and, oh, hello, Mrs. Cleaver. That's a lovely dress you're wearing.
Yeah, but Theodore, you know what? That's all he had.
Then he'd call him Theodore.
He was a one-trick pony.
Well, he wasn't on there that much.
Right. That's why he can't be in the top five if he was on there maybe once every six episodes.
No. He was in every episode.
Mike, do you want to bet me?
I guarantee he was in every episode.
He was in every...
You guys are both out of your freaking heads.
He was in just about every episode.
Okay,
he wasn't in... He wasn't on once every six episodes.
Just about...
No. He was on a lot more than that.
Shut up, Ronner.
That guy hates you.
I bet he was in 95%. Maybe 100.
Anyway, Bob Denver's gone.
Hey.
So a shout out to
Eddie Haskell belongs in there. So does Maynard G. Krebs, borderline.
Okay.
I mean, you can make a case for some others.
Right. We still don't have a definitive list, and you just kind of...
Vince Vaughn.
Guys get thrown out there every now and then.
Well, I mean, you got to look at Buddy Sorrell. He's another borderliner.
Okay.
Don Rickles.
Barney Fife.
Barney Fife.
He's in.
Barney Fife should be one.
Over? No, not over Archie Bunker.
No.
What about Ted Sorrell?
Just stupid. You're just dumb.
That's painfully. Is that painful?
Hello, I'm Danny.
Yeah, it is.
That is painful.
It's dumb.
You gotta ask the question.
No, you don't. You don't even.
You ask it if you want. I guarantee you, nobody else was thinking along those lines.
I'll tell you somebody that's a top fiver. Kramer. Kramer.
Yeah. But Mike didn't see that. Mike doesn't know who Kramer is.
Tell you somebody else is a top fiver.
Homer Simpson.
Herman Munster.
Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Homer Simpson's top five.
Did anybody here like the Munsters?
I didn't like
them. I'm a big fan of the Munsters.
Oh, okay.
There's no question Herman Munster's a top fiver. No doubt.
Sheryl Crow.
Throw a baseball and it'd go right through your baseball glove and smoke.
Sheryl Crow and Lamps Armstrong.
Lamps.
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
I'm so glad we have that drop.
Sex Panther.
Well, Cheryl and Lamps are engaged, officially. The two announced their engagement on Monday. He popped the question in Sun Valley, Idaho, where they were enjoying a mountain biking vacation.
I'm so scared, baby.
This is his second marriage. This is her first at 43. There is a reason that she has not been married.
No, there's no doubt about it.
Probably.
Why? Numerous reasons. And turn around, you'll see another one right there. Horse. Face.
Well, how'd that ass look?
And saggers.
I think she's hot.
Man, he is 33.
You don't think she's got horse face?
Come on, Grego. She's got horse face, saggers, and smells like a carton of Cools.
See, I don't mind the mild horse face.
I don't mind the mild horse face, but
she's got a mild case of it.
Yeah, no. She is
kind of like Sarah Jessica Parker. Just a mild case.
Okay, well then she's got a big case of it. That's
Carly Simon.
She is a first cousin of Giacomo.
Yeah, I mean Sarah Jessica Parker and Sheryl Crow are the linchpins of horse face, of mule head. They have it.
Tori Spelling.
Yes, she's in there too. She's a Kentucky Derby contestant.
She's cigar. But I don't see. Cheryl Crow's not the bad boy. She's got that great body.
Grego.
Whoa. You saw her nude. I showed you pictures of her nude.
She's nasty.
They were awful.
No, they weren't.
You said they were awful. You go,
Grego,
man, I gotta,
did I?
Yes.
Man,
I gotta rethink that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I don't mind the bad boob.
Jugs. Yeah, you do.
But the bottom line is, what is he doing? He is 33. He just retired.
Well, what's she doing with him? She can do better than him.
You know what? I don't know. She's been linked to Clapton, to Owen Wilson.
I guarantee you, everybody in music has banged that.
He's in the prime of his life as far as his nookie getting goes. This is his time to shine.
Nookie.
This is it.
Nookie.
Not get married to someone 10 years older. When he is 43, she will be collecting art crap.
Did you ever think that he might love her? Did that ever occur to you?
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Painfully?
Yes.
Painfully.
Back to you, Greg.
Well, maybe he just, really maybe he loves her.
It really upsets me.
And he doesn't worry about the age difference. And he likes her. And, you know, he doesn't mind having to, you know, put her up
the
stable
every night. Doesn't mind the horse face. Doesn't mind the
saggers. He doesn't mind, you know, giving her a lump of sugar and oats every night.
Doesn't mind the fact that every time the phone rings, it's somebody that's had it.
Let me tell you something.
God, I fear that at my house.
What?
That everyone's had it?
No, just when the phone rings.
Oh. Let me tell you something. 5 years, this is the max.
Wait a minute. We need to revisit
that.
Well,
we do. No, I just don't like answering the phone. I just have a phobia. It's weird. It's all about me.
I mean, if you have a cell phone, it's good.
Thanks, Greg.
Why do you...
Just a lot of creditors and stuff, banks, you know.
You behind on
the
bill?
Do you fear that every time you answer the phone, it's going to be somebody that's had it?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you be calling you
to, like, rub your face in it or something?
Hey.
I have no idea where you're going with this. You were saying. Go ahead, Greg.
June 3rd, 89. Mark it down. See you, dude.
I just think it's terribly unfair of you, Corby, that you take that attitude toward him. I mean, he...
What are you doing?
I'm not doing... I'm being a human being.
Hey.
Is that okay with you?
Let me go
if
ahead.
I'm a human being?
How old are you?
45 and a half.
Hey.
I want a 55 and a half year old to stroll into your life and see how much
you
dig.
If I loved her, then that would be it.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't think anything of it.
What?
Age is just a number.
Yeah, having a nice old mid-60s broad coming across your way.
How about that?
I really love her, dude. That doesn't happen.
No, we're trying to get younger at that position.
Yeah. She was forced into retirement. I love that.
Hello.
Age is just a number.
God, your girdle's hot. Leave it on.
Or the bitches.
They don't even have girdles anymore.
So good luck to them.
I do wish him luck.
I do, too.
He's a good Texan.
You think this last 5 years? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, I do. I think he'll be 38, she'll be 48, and he'll be like, geez Louise, what the hell have I gotten myself into?
Your corrective nursing shoes and knee-high hose are real hot. Leave them on.
Oh, yes.
48 is not that old.
Oh, yes.
I realize that.
Right.
For a woman, it is.
No. Not that old.
Hey.
Jay-Z is backing up what Kanye West said. Jay-Z, all right?
Run DMC.
No.
Ah! Of course, Kanye said
Jay-Z?
That George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Now, who is Jay-Z?
He is probably...
I know black people.
...the most successful rapper of the last 7 years.
Wow.
He says,
what about
I'm backing...
50 Cent?
I'm backing Kanye 100%.
What about LL Cool J?
What about the Sugar Hill Gang?
Oh,
that started
it
all. What about Run DMC?
Run DMC.
Beastie Boys.
What about the Fat Boys?
What about Cool G Rap?
Run DMC. The Beastie Boys. Cool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
You notice
Master
Ace. Hang on. You notice when he goes to Cool G Rap that he's kind of like put out by him? Cool G Rap. Listen to it.
Run DMC. The Beastie Boys. Cool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Cool G Rap.
So he backs Kanye West, huh?
Yes, he does.
Saying that George Bush doesn't like black people.
Doesn't care about black people.
No.
Even though he married a black woman, he doesn't care about them.
No, Laura's white.
Really?
Yeah, she's white. Oh,
my mistake. My bad. Totally should have known that.
Hey, you'll be missed.
She went to SMU. They don't allow blacks at SMU unless you're an athlete.
Wow.
Groobs, Greg.
No comment.
Are you the first black person they've let in there?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm black, homie.
What's Jay-Z going to do about this?
Nothing. He's just in support. You know what? I support Kanye West, too. I got to tell you, I love it that he got up there and spoke from the heart. And even though it was probably wrong place, wrong time, I dig the fact that someone was up there and just passionate about the whole situation. And he saw something he didn't like, and he spoke up about it. And that was a huge form to do it in, and maybe a wrong one, but at least he did it, you know? And that's our right as Americans to be able to do
that. You don't think all he was doing was playing the race card?
Okay, if you were a black...
At a bad time?
Well, yeah, it was probably a bad time, but, you know, can't you play the race card right now? Isn't it a little easy with all the stories coming out?
Sure it is.
The race card's fairly easy to play?
Anybody can do it. Sure.
Just people are kind of speculating, but he actually said it. Yes, this is racist. The Transporter 2 is the number one movie in America.
What the hell is that?
Did you see Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? You didn't see either one of them? Those, did you?
Yeah.
Good movies. Did you like them?
It was okay.
They really weren't that indie.
Well, they were okay.
Did you like Snatch?
Yeah, I love Snatch. Jason Statham is in both those movies, and he's the star of The Transporter. And now The Transporter 2. They've developed this.
And that.
It's the name of the movie. Yeah.
All right. All right. Leave out the.
Yes, leave out the and you won't get dumped.
Did you guys enjoy last night?
Do you enjoy Snatch?
Did you? Yeah, I liked it.
You got an extra joint?
Did you enjoy the guy last night, the receiver from Florida State? Fag?
I did.
What'd you just call him?
I did see that.
What's his name?
Oh.
Yeah, I saw Fag.
Man, can you imagine going through life?
How's it spelled? Hey.
F-A-G-G. Fag.
Hey, there once was a guy that went to a Fort Worth school that was a great track guy, hurdler. His last name was Faggot. Ricky Faggot. Kid you not, he went to University of Texas.
Haven't we discussed somebody named Faggot
on this show? There was a faggot that we talked about. Not too long ago, actually.
That's a common name.
Not fag, though. I've never heard of fag.
F-A-G-G.
And it was so uncomfortable hearing Brent Musburger say, there goes DeMarcus Fag. I can't remember his first name. It was like Dwayne or DeMarcus or something like that.
Jim.
Yeah, it was Jim Fag.
Yes, Mike.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yes, Corby.
It was like 1 second ago.
I know.
Yes, Mike.
Oh, I remember. Did you see Brent Musburger last night in his short sleeve shirt?
No. He had a little short sleever working?
Yeah, with a tie on and everything.
Well, you know who else does that?
Who?
Your boy, Chris Berman.
Well, that's different.
There is not a man cannot have a worse look than a short sleeve shirt and a tie.
That is a cool look.
No, it's not.
That's
a horrible look.
It's not cool for Brent Musburger, I'll tell you that.
That breaks every rule there is.
It's cool for Chris Berman, but not Brent Musburger.
You don't feel like wearing a sports coat. You roll out with the short sleeves and the tie.
No, you don't either. No, no.
It's a very Mormon and door-to-door salesman. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's a Jehovah Witness, too.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I'll
roll with that from time to time. By the way, the 40-year-old virgin has now made $72 million.
And is great.
Hey.
Movie is damn funny.
Wedding Crashers is still in the top seven. It made another $6 million.
Hey.
That movie just tore it up.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Mike.
We gotta go, Norm.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Norm. Big, strong, black man.
That's a bad guy.
A little bit. Oh, man.
Gotta go.
All right, 4:33 here on the ticket.